Shalom Aboisai, we are in Chavis Halvavis Shah Akniya Perek Yud, till the end of Perek Yud. We're discussing the benefits of Kniya, the benefits of the Midah of Anova. He said that there are six benefits that the Midah of Kniya slash Anova gets you. The first three, you said, are in the spiritual realm. The second three in the material realm. Sorry, the other way around. First three in the material realm. The second three in the spiritual realm. We discussed the material benefits of Anova. And namely, makes you happier with your lot. It makes it easier to tolerate tribulations. And it makes you a more likable person. And now we move on to the spiritual benefits of Anova. I mean, what do you need Anova for in your Ruchnius? So, Haravi, this is number four. It's coming after the three material benefits. Haravi, number four. Shehu bein yonei o'ilam haba, which is spiritual when it's relevant to o'ilam haba. Ki anichna korev lahasig ha-chochma. A humble person will be more in position to gain chachma. Why? Because the arrogant person is very limited in the chachma that's accessible to him. Why? Simple, practical reason. He doesn't consider anybody capable of enlightening him. He doesn't consider it becoming to go ask anybody any questions. And therefore, the chachma that's available to him is very limited. Nobody can tell him anything. A humble person will humble himself before the Chachamim. He'll follow them. He'll humble himself before them. He'll go to them. It's also an arrogant person. I'm going to go to him. Like the Pasuk says, a person who goes to the Chachamim will become wise. But to go, because you feel you need to learn from them, that requires a level of humility. Chazal said, try to make your home a place where the Chachamim convene. So this, on the one hand, okay, I'd like to volunteer that anytime the Chachamim get together, they should do it in my home, but it's not necessarily, nobody's necessarily asking me for that. But no, okay, but let's set that aside. The main point here is Revi Misavik Bafaraglehim. You should dirty yourself in the dust of their feet. Revi meaning sit on the floor in front of them in order to hear what they have to say. Revi Shoyse Batsama is Devrayim. Drink their words thirstily. Meaning lower yourself before the Chachamim and make yourself a receptacle to what they have to offer. Then when you take this approach, Hashem will help you gain chachma. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Yadrech anavim b'mishpat v'ilamed anavim darkoi." Okay. Now, mishu gvalev, a person who's arrogant, let this kind be other chachma lamitasim. V'lo yagi al tachlis idea brura. He won't really be able to get very far in the chachma that he learns. Why? Because it's beneath him to go seek out other Chachamim who can enlighten him, who can teach him more, who can help him understand better. Nobody can increase his knowledge, and therefore he stays limited with his limited understanding. So that's number one. Humility puts a person into a position of being more receptive to instruction. He'll go seek out the instruction, and thereby he'll gain, he'll grow, he'll learn.
With the humility, if it's too much, he's going to be embarrassed to go. So what's going to motivate him? So you don't need too much humility. You just need a balance in that and a certain amount of arrogance to be able to go.
We wouldn't call it arrogance. We'd call it pushiness. Pushiness. Okay. That's right. Nachamishi, what is spiritual benefit number... What's benefit number five? The second spiritual benefit. A humble person feels a greater sense of urgency when it comes to mitzvahs. He rushes. He grabs opportunities. He doesn't feel arrogant when it comes to mitzvahs, meaning, we'll see soon, doesn't feel like, I'm doing just fine. I don't need this mitzvah, right? Or you might feel like a certain mitzvah is beneath him. It's below him. I don't need to be doing this. Whereas the humble person, he's desperate for every mitzvah he can get. He feels like, I do. I need whatever I can get. And he doesn't disregard any opportunity to do a mitzvah. He considers each one very, very important to his standing. Why Shomer Chazal, like Chazal said, be as conscientious, as meticulous about a so-called small mitzvah as a so-called great mitzvah. And you don't take any mitzvah lightly. Any opportunity you have to do a mitzvah, you should view as something that you want to grab. Whereas an arrogant person, he takes his time, doesn't want to be rushed, because of how arrogant he is. Okay, quotes a few psukim to this effect, but this is really point number two, that a humble person lives with a feeling of, I do need more mitzvahs. I need whatever mitzvahs I can get. And therefore, he rushes to do mitzvahs, and also he'll do mitzvahs that others might deem below their dignity. Right, like Yeshua ben Nun, sweeping up the Beis Medrash, etc. So that's benefit number two, spiritual benefit number two. Number one is that he will learn a lot more because he's willing to hear, he wants to go learn from other people. Number two is he'll gain a lot more mitzvahs. Now spiritual benefit number three, is the more essential one. We were showing now how humility will get you to different places. But now we're talking about the benefit of humility in and of itself, as an end in itself. The deeds of a humble person are more beloved by Hashem, more desired by Hashem. Hashem likes them better. Like the pasuk says, Zivche Elokim Ruach Nishba. A broken spirit is like an offering to Hashem. Broken spirit doesn't mean dejected. Ruach means his wind, right? Person can inflate himself. When you pop the inflation, he humbles himself. That is something that Hashem considers an offering. It's pleasing to Hashem. That's number one. Hashem in general is more attracted to the mitzvah of a humble person.
The Gra rejected the offer of the Malach to teach him Torah and wanted to do it myself.
That's a different story. Okay. There he's saying if somebody comes and says, Adarab, like I said, somebody comes and says, I'll do the mitzvah for you. That's basically how he viewed it. That Malach is coming, wants to teach it, and the mitzvah is for me to learn it through my own toil. So it's like somebody, it's like somebody coming and saying, I'll do the mitzvah for you. That he rejected, right? Also, a humble person, Hashem is quicker to forgive him when he does tshuva. Here, we mean that he humbles his head and says, what I did was wrong. An arrogant person might say, Hashem, just in case, maybe you'll forgive me. I probably was right. I probably wasn't wrong what I did. It's hard to conceive that anything I would do would be wrong. But just in case. No. The Anav comes, lowers his head, says what I did was wrong. Hashem, please be moichel me. K'may shekasov, like the pasuk says, "Umoideh va'oizev yerucham," the person who just confesses and forsakes the sin, he will be Hashem will have mercy on him. Okay. So now, that is point number six. Point number six really just is the very fact that an anav is more pleasing to Hashem. Hashem is more attracted to the anav, simply because of the fact that he's really has a more appropriate dynamic with Hashem. A person who's feeling very full of himself obviously is not in the right place. He's not relating to Hashem in the right way. He's not really feeling their presence. So anav is the person who feels humbled. This is the natural state that a person is in when he's really sensing Hashem's presence keenly. And therefore, Hashem is just more desirous of his closeness, of his mitzvahs. Hashem is quicker to draw him close. Okay. Now, Veile Asares Shoshe Akmiya. We have discussed it. We just went through 10 prakim discussing the midah of kniya. He says these are bases. These are shorosh, roots. If you study these carefully, you will already infer and understand. You will understand the additional virtues, the additional benefits of this very great midah that I didn't necessarily mention in this shah. But you take careful note, remember the points that we've discussed that I have alerted you to. The simenu neged einecha, hold them in front of your eyes. Achashev by tamid, contemplate it always. Ishtadel iknoisai, make the efforts to attain this midah. Upakdeo im nafshecha midasecha todir. And take an accounting, meaning be checking yourself. Be checking yourself. Where am I holding with this midah? And if you're having a hard time getting this midah, enlist Hashem's help. Ask Hashem to give you this midah as a gift. Tell Hashem, I want you to help me attain this midah so that I can get closer to you and that I can please you. And then perhaps Hashem will set you on the track toward that midah. And he'll help you, he'll head you in that direction. Like the pious say at the end of their tefillah, they put in a tefillah for this midah. This is a midah that we daven for, right? We all say, and to those who curse me, let me remain silent. And let me be like dust to all. Beware of your own thoughts and of the Yetzer's attempts to lure you. Try to resist any of the Yetzirah's attempts to pull you in the direction of things that involve seeking prestige, etc., to bring you to arrogance. Okay. I'm skipping a little bit. Don't be influenced by the fact that so many people around you, nobody's interested in somebody, nobody feels an urgency to work on this. Say, look, nobody's really working on this. I'll be with everybody else, I'll be fine. So, if a blind person is offered medicines that can heal him, make him see, so he'll never say, oh, all the other blind people are okay, I'll be okay just like all the rest of them. They say, no, anybody would hear this would think him ridiculous. So therefore, put all of your koyach into attaining this midah. It's a shame. Don't disregard something that will provide you with so much benefit in this world and the next. It would be such a shame if you would pass on to the next world without really attaining these very, very wonderful virtues you can get through this Mida. Okay, again, skipping another line in order to finish it off. Gives us his bracha. He's telling us, may Hashem guide me and you along the path of his true avoida. Amen. We have now finished Shara Kmir. On to Shara Tshuva Bezos Hashem. Chim to you.